Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. You've joined us for episode 45 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your kids' birthday parties.
Woohoo! When are your birthdays?
June is mine, and then we've got Elijah in April, and we have a double birthday in our house. Cal and Jesse both have their birthday on the 19th of May.
Oh, that's so
cute. Do you have
any
double birthdays?
Not in my small family.
Okay.
But my brother and his daughter.
It's so much fun. Like the best birthday present I could have ever given Cal was his firstborn child. The greatest joy for him on his birthday is to share it with his son.
Oh, yeah. See, Simon would totally be fine with sharing his birthday. Me, not so much. In fact, we had some family friends who had their son, really close family friends at the time, had their son on my birthday. I was not happy.
Oh, that's gold, Kirst.
I was 19.
Just put it out there. Put it out there.
That I couldn't even share with a family friend my birthday.
I share my birthday with Sir Paul McCartney.
Ooh.
I know.
I share my birthday with Scott Mayo.
Who?
You're so young. I can't even. Is that his name? Oh, now I've got to look it up. What's his name? Chachi.
No.
Happy days.
Oh, Chachi! I'm with you now. That is pretty cool.
I'm sure there's other famous people born on my birthday. In fact, I've got quite a few friends who were born on my birthday.
Same. I think we've got six. 18th of June.
18th. You're 3 days away after Amelie's.
Yeah. No, it's pretty fun. Do you know?
I was nearly born on my aunt's birthday. I was 2 days away from my aunt's birthday.
My grandparents had the same birthday.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Anyway, what did I know? I kept interrupting you.
Oh, you knew this, but I wonder if our listeners know, in my pre-Simply Organised life, I actually ran an online kids party supply business.
I think some of them know if they've gone back and listened to the welcome episode,
Yes.
And I think you have, dropped it in there. And in fact, I'm just going to leave, okay, because you can just do this episode by yourself.
Do not leave me.
No, you're fine.
Do not leave me.
You're fine. Okay, see you later. Bye.
She just banged into the door that was 2 centimetres away from her elbow.
I can do it. I can do sound effects. Ready?
Ready, go. And close it. And then tell me that you're still here.
I'm still here.
Oh, too much fun. I think it's really fun to celebrate birthdays. And they don't necessarily have to be expensive.
Oh, totally. No, that's... You and I love minimalism.
We love minimalism.
Yeah, and love easy birthday parties. Like, because Simon's not a huge birthday person and really not a huge party person. They never had parties growing up.
No, Cal never had a party till I threw him one for his 40th. First ever birthday party when he was 40.
So you, like, were married for how many years before you threw him a party?
I know. That's how long it took me to convince him that he... Yeah. Cal doesn't like being the center of attention.
No, I saw that.
So he gets quite uncomfortable with that.
Yes.
And so, but he loved it.
Aww.
And it wasn't huge. It wasn't like 100 people. It was maybe 30, 40 people. And he loved it.
Simon threw himself a birthday party for his 10th birthday.
Awesome.
I'm sure I've shared this story before, have I? He went and did invitations, his own invitations, took them to school, handed them out. The first thing his parents knew were when people started rocking up for the party.
Now that is gold. That is so good.
So then his parents had to, like, run out and go and buy all the party supplies. Like, you know, go out and get sausage rolls and stuff.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't think his parents felt fantastic at the time.
I wouldn't think so.
But that was his 10th birthday.
Oh, go Sime.
So Simon's not a huge fan of birthday parties. So whenever he can convince our kids not to have one. So sometimes we try to alternate birthdays. Our kids are like 2 weeks apart from one another.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it makes it a very expensive time of the year. So we try to, we're trying, still figuring this out because they're of an age that they want birthday parties now, whereas when they were little. And when they were little, it was fun. You could just have your friends over.
Oh, you didn't have to play date.
You didn't have to do this big whole palaver. So we're trying to convince our kids to swap birthdays, like one person. And last year, Ollie actually got his birthday party taken away from him.
As a consequence.
As a consequence.
Ooh,
so it kind of like works in favour now because they were both meant to have a birthday party last year. Whereas this year we can say, Emily, you had a birthday party last year. Ollie, it's your birthday party this year. Yeah, well played. And other years we've actually said to them, instead of a birthday party, why don't we go on a holiday?
Oh, what a cool idea.
Yeah.
Go away for the weekend, go camping.
That's what we went to Canberra a couple of years ago for their birthdays, and that was their birthday
party. Awesome.
Instead, an experience with us instead of an experience with their friends.
But I love that.
I'm like, just as a minimalist, I find it very challenging to hop on Instagram and see birthday parties
because, like, they're OTT.
Yeah, and we're going to do an episode soon about weddings, and I feel the same about that too. Like, it's just bigger than Ben Hur, and I feel like we, you know, there's so much comparison. We're always comparing ourselves, like, whether, you know, it's people's, you know, best version of themselves on Facebook or best version of themselves on Instagram. And, like, don't get me wrong, I have a beautiful friend, Hannah, in Melbourne, who throws the most amazing parties, but she doesn't do it for Instagram.
Yeah,
she was doing that way before Instagram. She does it because she loves it.
Yeah.
And that's her gift to the world. One of her many, 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 many talents and many gifts to the world is throwing birthday parties. But I feel like sometimes we can get really caught up in this whole, like, we need to have an Instagram-worthy birthday party.
And it then becomes out of the selfish desire of a parent. Because kids often don't care and they don't want to be stops for photos every... So I guess when you're throwing a minimalist birthday party, we're kind of going back to what is it that the child wants.
Tell me about your favourite birthday party.
Ever?
Growing up. Yep.
All my birthday parties were fairly similar growing up. I never went to a... Like, as far as I can remember, I had parties every year. That just could be because that's what I remember.
But it was such a long time ago.
All I remember, though, is always having friends over and playing in the backyard, playing past the parcel, eating cheesels off the washing line and running around the backyard.
So this is what I was wanting to say, actually, that one of my most vivid memories of childhood parties was passing the orange between
apple
necks
between your neck
and eating donuts off lines.
Yes.
I did that at Katie Ed Mead's party. I remembered eating donuts off lines at, like, her fifth birthday party.
Oh, that's
party.
Awesome.
And bobbing for apples.
Yes.
Bobbing for apples, man.
Yeah, so much,
like,
fun.
Like, so, such old school and so cheap.
And so disgusting.
Yeah, like, trying to eat donuts off a clothesline.
Yeah, and then like tiring of one donut, moving on to the next one and leaving your teeth marks in the old one.
Yeah, and somebody else coming along behind you to eat that gross. Same donut. It's gross, but fun.
So much fun.
And kids don't care.
No, so when I ran Party in the Box, it was all about those simple games. So we actually had a games, like a couple of pages on our website of really simple games, and they were those kind of ones.
Yes.
So much fun.
Yes. So we just want to encourage you that you don't have to spend a lot of money to make a great, memorable party for your child. And in fact, they probably won't remember it anyway. Look at us. We can't remember every single birthday.
Yeah.
And we're not that old.
No. No. Memory issues haven't fully set in yet.
Mm, fully.
We allow our children to have a birthday party every year if they would like.
Mm.
And they take us up on that. But my kid's favourite type of... So Elijah, who's now 9... His favourite birthday party, he does the same birthday party every year. We go to the park after school and we just take like a ridiculous amount of cut up fruit, cut up veggies and dips and hummus and stuff like that. And we do it after school. And so we'll often play till it gets dark. So all the mums and the siblings come and there can sometimes be 30 kids and 10 parents. That is his birthday party every single year. Now this year he turns 10. Mm. And in our family, for your 10th birthday, it's a bit special and you're allowed to take friends like to bounce or to the movies. So we'll see if we end up at the park or if he goes down a more special route this year.
They're all special. Go to the park but he's not allowed
that any other year. It's not an option. Oh,
so for his 11th birthday, he can't go, Mum, I didn't cash in on it this year. Can I cash in on it next year?
He might be able to, but when he's 9, he doesn't get this. It's like, do you want to party, yes or no? Do you want to have it at the park or at home?
Yes.
That's kind of how we frame it. It's not, would you like to go to bounce with 10 friends?
What's your party look like this
year? That's right. Yeah. We put framework around it.
Okay. Cool. We have had a couple of lollipops playground parties.
Oh, yeah.
Like lollipop parties. And Emily likes to do whatever Ollie did.
Oh, that's
like,
sweet.
She's like, he got to do that for his birthday, so I get to do it.
He's creating the tradition.
Yeah, so it's cute. So I wonder if she's going to be naughty next year for her 8th birthday.
Hopefully not.
And not get a party like Ollie did for his 8th
birthday. Hopefully not.
No, I hope not too. I really hope not. Our kids, we've just done various. We've done parties at homes. And Simon really loves outsourcing the parties. Can you guess why?
Yeah, because they don't make a mess at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hearing you, Simon. We send them outside. And I think, too, let's talk about kids that are not extroverts. Sometimes those really loud parties are scary. So if you've got a 6-year-old, sometimes having a home party where there's the option to run around with kids and play or the option to sit and do some drawing... Some kids will prefer that. They don't want to be pushed into, let's play musical chairs. And sometimes just that free play is a really nice way that you don't feel like you're trying to timetable a party.
Yes.
But that you can just chill, serve some food, you know, don't put too much stress on yourself.
That's why, like, I like the idea for introverts and for anybody really, like, choosing special friends to take out, like just going, hey, why don't we just choose two friends and we'll go to the movies and not make a big deal about it so that the kids are going, well, I got to go to Ollie's party and you didn't. Like,
no, I love that.
Just going low key, let's go to the movies or let's go out for a special dinner and just invite your mates over, or three mates. Like, that's cool and good for introverts who find parties overwhelming.
Yeah. You've got to cater for all types. Talking of catering, most kids' parties I go to have way too much food. Mm-hmm. Do you find the same thing up in the Sydney? Because in Melbourne, it's like there's so much food at parties. Bad food.
I actually love how kids, as they get older, you don't have to go to the parties.
Like you can just drop parties. You can just drop them.
Yeah. So I don't really know what parties are like, other than my really close friends who I'd go to their kids' parties because they're
kids.
My mates and I want to hang out with my mates and I love their kids. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you for reminding me. So I don't probably, everybody over caters for every party anywhere, adults or kids, don't you reckon?
Yeah,
because
possibly.
We're always fearful that we're not going to have enough food and people are going to talk about how we didn't have enough food for them.
Yeah, no one ever talks about it, but I totally get the fear.
Oh, no, of course nobody talks about it. Oh, have you ever been to a wedding, though?
Yes,
Yeah, horrible. You've been to weddings that have been undercated.
Yeah, and you go home and get Maccas on the way home.
Well, what I do is I always befriend the waitress or the waiter. I'm like,
how to win flens and influence people.
Yes, I always like.
I think I just said flens. How to win flens and influence people.
Maybe win friends.
Friends.
At a party where it's cocktail party, I always befriend a waitress or a waiter. Here's my hot tip for you, peeps.
I like it.
And I always stand as close to the kitchen as possible.
Yeah.
So that they always serve me first because I am selfish and greedy.
One of my staff members also works for a catering company and she hates that. She's like, I hate it when there's like someone standing at the door because they're hungry and I can't get to everyone else. She's like, sometimes I just like protect the food and walk out.
No, I don't stand that close to the kitchen. I'm not a hovering.
She opens the door. Let me open the door for you. And may I please have a Samoa while you go past?
Yeah, a Samoa?
A Samoa. Are you serving islands tonight?
Can I have a Samoa for dinner, please?
We've got samosa. We're all over it, guys. All over it.
Tell me what. Can't go there. Stop, Kirsty. Rewind. back on track. I don't stand right by the kitchen. I'm just like the first people. And I probably do annoy the waitress. I probably do annoy the waitresses and the waiters, like, because I am that person that's like winking at them, come here first, come here first. And in fact, we were talking last week about dress up party and how I went to this 50th, double 50th. They had caterers in to their house to do the food and it was amazing food. And they had beautiful raviolis, like,
ooh,
it was
finger
amazing.
Food ravioli.
Yeah, like they were on
those, a little spoon.
Yeah, on a spoon, yum. And it was so amazing. And I went up to the toilet at one point, and they had a tray just sitting there. And I was like, "Can I have some of these?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, go for it." And I ate a few. I went to the toilet, came back, and I went, "Can I have a few more?" And they're like, "Please, can you finish that tray for us?" And I was like, "I love you girls. I am going to hire you for my next, except I'm not going to have a party. I'm just going to hire you for me.
To come and feed me ravioli."
Because they were like, "No, please, it actually benefits us because we need that tray." I was like,
"Oh, yes. Yes. I'm your girl."
Yeah. You need anything done like that, come to me. Hey, Amy, you know how we ran the awesome Art of Decluttering course last year? Do you want to do it again this year?
Hey, I was thinking the same thing. We had such an incredible group last year, though. Do you think we could ever match that level of awesomeness?
I'm not sure, but I'm totally willing to give it a go. But hey, back up a bit. Let's tell people about what the course is about again.
Well, you know how we help people each and every week in our podcast to declutter a space in their home? Well, our course is a bit different. You don't just get our best tips and tricks for decluttering. We also share with you the secrets of creating a home that is not only decluttered, but stays organised for life.
Our course is for people who want to experience freedom and joy in their homes. It's perfect for you if you want to have a home that is welcoming as well as organised and where you are free to focus on living your abundant life.
To find out more and register for our upcoming free webinars, visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. We can't wait to have you in our course community this year.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk drinks. So when you've got a kid's party, let's go on to an Amy Beef. You don't need to serve cans of soft drink at young children's birthday parties. So if you want to, and that's, you know, you have your own prerogative to do whatever you like.
Yes, but there's freedom here.
Why not think about just getting some jugs of water and putting like watermelon and cucumber and mint, like really fun colours, slices of orange, slices of lime, and then having like healthy drinks, because you're already often serving really high sugar refined food.
I love it. Or I just had a thought,
like, tell me,
freezing watermelons.
Ooh.
Freezing cut up pieces, frozen cut up pieces of fruit, so then it looks really funky and that's ice in there.
That's cool,
but it turns into fruit.
Yeah, no, I really like that.
Or food coloring, but that's probably just as bad as
the sugars. Natural food coloring that's sugar free.
Do natural food coloring ice blocks.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, look at all these creative ideas.
So many better options than kids drinking Coke at your 6-year-old birthday party. Well, I always used to go above and beyond and make sure I catered for my adults as well. What I discovered, though, is they really wanted like a piece of fairy bread, handful of cheesels. They wanted to have a fruit skewer. They wanted some of the sushi that I'd made. They actually just wanted to get in on the kids' food. So just make a little bit extra kids' food and tell the adults, give them permission so they don't feel like they're stealing from their kids.
From the kids, yeah.
Go have a cupcake, you know, have some of the kids' food.
Yeah.
My sister, shout out to Claire, is like the biggest fairy bread fan in the world.
Bigger than my sister, Jackie.
Bigger.
Did she have a wedding cake? My sister had a wedding cake of fairy bread.
Okay, not bigger.
Same. Claire and Jackie.
Wow. Yeah. So Claire loves her fairy bread. Jackie clearly does too.
Wedding cake.
And I've never had fairy bread not at a party, and I would totally go a piece if I was at like Emily's birthday party.
Yeah.
Without guilt.
No, because like if you can't have fun and be kid-like at a kid's party, where can you be?
Exactly.
That's a great tip. I like it.
Yeah.
Feed the adults kids' food.
Kids' party food. And while we're talking about food, there's some really good suggestions that we just mentioned, like fruit skewers. So my kids always quite like fruit skewers, and you can have like a yogurt dip so they can dip their fruit in it. You can do little sushi rolls. You can do corn chips and dips. What other kind of...
I reckon, you know how my kids love dips.
Mm.
Like I would never have even liked a dip at 6 and 8.
I don't reckon I'd ever try to dip.
No, exactly. I don't think it was a very 80s thing to do.
No.
Well, for kids.
But we make our own hummus, we make our own tzatziki. Like we'll quite often have dips at home and the kids love it at a party.
No, I just wanted to say that I think kids are way more sophisticated these days than we were.
They're like, having sushi at birthday parties.
I know. Like what sushi?
Yeah. Mind you, I would go that any time over cheesels and things that make them cray cray.
Oh, totally. Crayalicious.
Yalicious Vivoso.
We're getting our Jared on.
We're trying to get some cool words in there, but let's go back to if you're having a party at home, do you need to kind of schedule games? What are some things you can do at home that's pretty low key to make a birthday party fun, easy, and not stressful for the hosts?
I think you can totally schedule games, but not be like, oh, it's 1:15, we need to do it now. It's all like, hey, we've got some games to play, and take it as it comes, like roll with the kids instead of being an adult and having to schedule everything. Like I remember a party that Amelie had when it must have been her 3rd birthday, and I'd prepped all these games and then was getting really anxious that we weren't going to get to play them, and I'd done all this prep for nothing. So I think just for a minimalist party that you want to go, like really easy, low-key games. And if you don't get to them, you don't get to them.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it also depends on the age of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, and their attention span and their, like, you know, doing a pass the parcel for 3-year-olds who can't even pass the parcel.
Yeah. Why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother? we always have at any birthday party on hand things like balloons, because I can come up with 10 different games using balloons if I need to, but it's not the end of the world if we don't use them.
That's perfect.
It's a really fun way of doing it. What about... My kids love, are you going to say water play?
You can.
My kids love water play. Like, we had friends for dinner on Sunday night, and all of a sudden we could hear the hose running and they're all having a water fight out the back. So my suggestion is go for it. Maybe just let the parents know so that the kids are not wearing their most beautiful party dress that they're going to get mad on, or they're not wearing see-through clothes.
Yeah, and so the parents can bring a towel with them when they come and pick them up.
So water games, awesome. Just let the parents know.
Yeah, and musical games, like musical chairs, freeze, or like I love the game Sleeping Tigers.
Oh, yeah, like dead fish. Is it the same thing? Yeah. Lie down. We'll tell you when you can open your eyes.
I saw you move.
My sister plays that game with my kids when she's babysitting.
Yeah.
All right, let's play dead fish. And she like plays on her phone. Yeah. They're lying on the floor. Just a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Genius.
Is that Laura?
It is Laura.
And dancing competitions and fun. Like, yeah. Think away from Instagram.
Yeah.
Amazing, expensive parties.
Think less jumping castle and more, hey, kids, what would you like to do? We at Elijah's birthday when he was in grade one, there were a couple of girls, like the boys were playing footy in the backyard and a couple of girls were just wandering around. I said, what would you girls like to do? And they go, we'd like to make a concert for Elijah's birthday. So then they spent like the next 45 minutes choreographing this awesome little dance and then did it for the whole birthday party. It was so cute.
Perfect.
You got to roll with what they want to do.
Yeah. And it is good to have some ideas up your sleeve, especially when kids, you know, six-year-olds are walking around going, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. I'm bored.
Like, yeah.
Have those tricks up your sleeves.
Correct.
Like playing dead fish.
Lie on the ground. Pretend you're dead. I'll come back in a minute.
Half an hour later. Oh, forgot about you, fish.
Birthday cakes. What do you do?
I have really fond memories of my mum making me the Woman's Weekly cakes.
Me too.
So I would love to be the Woman's Weekly mum. I have these ideals in my head about what I would love my kids to remember. But I don't know about you, but can you remember lots from your childhood?
I remember the cakes.
I remember the cakes.
Because they were the Woman's Weekly ones.
Yeah, because they were Woman's Weekly.
And we got to pick them.
Yes, and I think that's part of it. But I also think that for the majority, you can't choose what your kids are going to remember.
That's a really good point.
You can't actually decide that for them.
Yeah.
So you may go into all this effort to make this whoop-de-doo fancy cake or pay somebody a whole lot of money to do the same thing, and you're going to go, they might see a photo of it, they might see 10 photos of it, but they may not be the memory that they choose to hold on to about their fifth birthday.
It's so true. So, I have seen people spend more on their kids' like first, fifth, seventh birthday party cake than I spent on my wedding cake.
Do you know what we did for our wedding cake? We'll talk about it when we get to the weddings.
Oh, but hold it.
Okay.
Hold it.
So I would – look, if cakes are your jam, if you're an amazing cake decorator
– do it.
Like Emma, one of my best friends, Emma, she loves making birthday cakes.
My sister Sarah is the best cake maker I know.
Yeah, and Jane Moore, another one of my friends, she's an amazing...
Jenny Gobi. Awesome cake maker.
Or so many of our friends are amazing cake makers. If that is your jam, go for it. Or if you have a best friend or friend who does that, get them to make it. That's awesome. However...
Coles, for $6, sell an awesome mud cake that you can just put sprinkles on, or you could get... Do you know that you can buy like those printable icing things online for like $6 on eBay and just shove it on top of a cake?
Or do you know that you can just shove a whole stack of lollies on top of a cake?
On like Monday night, we went to my niece Miley's birthday and she wanted an ice cream cake. So Claire bought her an ice cream cake and then just used Smarties to spell out M. Like, just put an M on top. Miley thought it was awesome. It's like ice cream cake and Smarties.
What's not to love?
See? It doesn't have to be over the top. So take the pressure off yourself. And then that can be dessert. So many kids' parties have like dessert, like cakes and cupcakes and lollies, and then cake to take home. Just serve the cake.
Yes.
Yum.
Yes.
Do you know, one year I made a cake that was gluten-free, egg-free, it was wheat-free, it was colour-free, preservative-free, additive-free, artificial colour-free, and artificial flavour-free, and nut-free.
Taste-free?
Tasted awesome. Like apple cider vinegar, gluten-free flour, cacao, I think maybe coconut, no, it wasn't coconut oil, but it was divine.
Are you going to put the link?
Oh, I don't know it anymore because I've that many times thought, I need to make that cake again, and I don't know how I found it online.
Well, you need to do some research
it
for us
because
you shouldn't have
amazing.
Told us this if you're not going to share it with us. Because I don't believe you.
Oh, seriously.
I
moist
do believe you.
And amazing.
I do believe you.
I know you do.
Thousands wouldn't, but I do. Gifts are another thing for a minimalist birthday party.
Yeah, go minimalist. What episode was it, Kirst, that we spoke about our gift episode?
Episode 18.
18. All right, so go back and listen to that. We've got heaps of really cool ideas for minimalist birthday party ideas, and I think that's a great way. Can I tell you?
No.
No. Okay. Bye. No. We've got a real... So family birthday traditions can be another way
yes.
of having minimalist birthdays but still having really rich birthdays. So in our family, we have a tradition where we're having birthday dinner on your birthday night. We're sitting around and you get to pick what we eat. So we might be eating risotto or something. And
do you ever get to have takeaway if that's your
if
choice?
If that's what they want. So far, no one's ever picked that. My kids, that's not their... Last night, I was so tired and I said to them, oh, can we get takeaway for dinner? We're driving home at like 6:30. They go, we don't want takeaway. We want pasta and we want tuna. We feel like frozen peas. I just said to Cal, what is wrong with these children? I want to have takeaway. And we went home and they had, you know, we made them pasta.
Did they make it themselves?
No, we made it for them. It was really quick. So... birthday dinners, yes. You're sitting around the table, we're eating our dinner, and then the birthday child is sitting wherever, and one by one we go around the table, and the idea is that everyone joining us at the meal stands up and shares something that they love about the person whose birthday it is. And the tradition is you stand on your chair. So it's looks ridiculous, but it's so much fun. So I would stand up on my chair and I would say, happy birthday, Jessie. I really love that you spot kids that are feeling left out and you always include people. And I love how much energy you give your basketball. And then I would sit down and then we just keep eating. And like 2 minutes later, Elijah stands up on his chair. Jessie, I love it how when we're walking to school, you always look out for me and you include me with your friends. And he sits down. We keep eating. It is the funnest tradition. So much fun. And even my parents were with us last year for someone's birthday. And, you know, we helped them up onto the chairs because they were like, oh, I don't know, a bit unsure about climbing up. It was so much fun. So just think, how can you make birthday parties or birthdays rich without necessarily having to add to consumerism, add to anything that adds stuff, but it makes the experience rich.
Yeah. And how to... help your hip pocket in the meantime.
And help build your children up.
Yeah.
Make them feel amazing.
I love that. I love that tradition. It's so beautiful. And I guarantee that they're the memories that your children will hold on to.
And they'll do with their kids.
Your woman's weekly cake, although that's
really
cool.
I do make the woman's weekly cakes.
And that's cool.
But that's not the important bit.
Well, it might be.
Maybe that's the thing
that's
they remember.
The thing. We can't guarantee. We can't choose what our children remember.
True. Good reminder.
Yeah. Okay. We have a review. Somebody has just, like, literally just posted.
Like 45 minutes
ago.
Yeah.
It was Tegan McFarlane. She
Thank
wrote.
You, Tegan.
Thanks, Tegan. She said, I discovered the art of pottering.
Art of pottering. Out of pottering, what would that be? Pottering around or maybe potting?
Potting.
No?
I think I...
Did Tegan actually write the art of pottering
no,
or is that your
that's me
tongue?
Being tongue-tied.
Okay, try
I
again.
Think the art of pottering is when you get to 80 and you start like
I was picturing a gardener.
I was picturing shuffling. Okay, Tegan did not say pottering. She said, I discovered the Art of Decluttering podcast only a couple of months ago and they helped me through the momentous... No, monotonous task of cleaning up the kitchen and packing lunch boxes in the evening when the kids are in bed and my husband is at work. Love your podcast.
We love joining you.
Oh, I just love that there's so many creative ways to get us in your ears. Like, you can listen to us when you're at the gym. You can listen to us when you're doing the housework like Tegan does. You can listen to us when you're on your morning walk, soaking up the beauty of nature.
When you're hanging out with the kids at their netball training, or you're having to walk up to school to pick up the kids, yeah. Or maybe you're at school early and you're sitting in the car. Instead of reading a book, you can listen to us.
And you can also go over to our website and sign up for the bonus episode. And you can listen to a bonus episode of us where we share some secrets about us over there.
And don't forget we're on Spotify too. So if you're, if you don't have a podcast app, you could always jump on iTunes, but now you can jump on Spotify as well. We're just everywhere. So make it easier for you to listen to us.
Have you been on Virgin Airlines lately, Amy?
Oh, that's where you can hear us, peeps. Yeah. Jump on Virgin Airlines. We're in their in-flight entertainment.
So exciting. So many places to listen to us. So many places to find the goodness and laugh along with us and laugh at us. I think some people might be laughing at us.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. You can also head over to our Facebook page and join us over there.
Gosh, we really are everywhere.
I know. And Instagram. Yeah, we just did an Instagram story, actually.
First time ever.
We're talking in the studio. But come over. We've got social media posts that go up every day, nearly, that we
every
would
day, exactly.
love you to engage with and share your wisdom and knowledge. If you have any ideas for a minimalist kids party, then come over and share that with us, because we know that we don't have all the wisdom in the world. We're not, we don't know everything. We don't claim to know. No, we don't claim to know everything, and we don't claim to have everything down pat. You may, though. You may have kids' parties down pat. Come over and share. Share with our beautiful community.
Thank you so much for joining us today as we talked about kids' parties and how to run those beautifully to love on your children without going under financially. So thanks for joining us and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom. And may I please have a Samoa while you go past?
A Samoa?
A Samoa! Are you serving? Are you serving islands tonight?
3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.